This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. When up in northern Minnesota last month, we drove into a large lumber mill that looked like a very going concern that the sign said had been around for a century. In all of that time, they have never seen a lumber market like this one. New home sales and housing starts are phenomenal. This is a boom in single-family homes as people want out of heavily concentrated populated areas for the suburbs and countryside. If folks have to spend more time at home, they want a bigger and better one, and low interest rates incentivizes that. Canada is considering a 20% tax on foreign home purchases as the Canadian dollar exchange at 76 cents looks like a bargain for those buying in Canada. One of my most favorite places that I have ever traveled to is the Isle of Skye on the west coast of Scotland. Home values and housing starts are surging there too because of the isolation away from the population concentrations in the UK. The locals are complaining and resisting it. Circling back to lumber prices, home builders appear able to build homes and protect construction worker health. Given a La Nina winter here, there may be construction go on all winter in the United States. The repair and remodel market typically accounts for 40% of lumber sales and is up 24-40%. We replaced the deck and steps on our home, and wow. The Realtors Association says that the recent strength in lumber prices has added $16,000 to the price of an average new home. In 2018, the average U.S. single-family home size was 2,623 square feet, but that trend is up as consumers want larger homes. In one local instance, a home builder does not lock in his lumber costs, which wiped out his profit margin. Pretty soon, they'll call this inflation. Inflation is when they start locking in prices expecting further gains. It has not been all fun and profit for the forest industry. They've had to deal with COVID in their workforce like any other industry, although social distancing in lumber plants is less of a problem than in some. Well, they have made money from operations. They measure future wealth in forests. And never in one year has so much wealth gone up in smoke due to forest wildfires and hurricanes. Iowa lost 25% of its forest, although little of it is commercial, to the derecho last summer. Another headwind for the lumber industry is the trade war. Donald J. Trump put a 10% tariff on furniture and related goods from China, while they retaliated with a 25% tariff on our lumber exports. This caused a 47% decline in U.S. lumber exports to China in 2018-2019. Easing of the tariff war will generate even stronger demand for lumber. No reason why that housing starts will not continue to set new records next spring. On the grains, bear spreads and weakening basis levels suggest corn may have done its thing for the time being. Our local basis went from 2 under to 6 under, suggesting they have their needs covered for the holiday. 428 has proven to be a technical barrier for corn. Profit takers will be the best sellers. The dollar bounced from 2021 lows Monday, but so far the cat looks dead with no follow-through. 43% of winter wheat is rated good to excellent, off 3% last week. There is rain and snow forecast for Kansas. There's a strong polar vortex concentrating cold air over the North Pole. Our climatologist says that that is a good thing, as it means that cold air will tend to stay up there. That could give us a better winter. He sees no change in the U.S. weather pattern, continuing to note the strong west to east winds. Eastern Europe is dry, so is Central South America. They expect dryness in South America to extend into December. Typically, the Mato Grosso misses the worst of a La Nina, but this time it is not. There doesn't appear to be a lot of interest in selling crude oil short right now. There is a bid under commodities. OPEC Plus intends to maintain restraint in production long enough until vaccines can begin to play the role expected. Geopolitical analyst Peter Zeehan has forecast that West Texas crude would move discount to Brent in Dubai. It has, but for reasons not expected. Asian demand is up, with China poised to become the world's largest refinery. Asian economies are outperforming ours in Europe's, boosting their regional demand for oil. The Suez Canal currently marks a divide between higher oil prices to the west and lower oil prices to the east. Some of the worst hospitalizations and deaths from COVID are going to occur right before they begin vaccinating the public. These are futures markets, which will anticipate better times coming. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing services, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.